Hello there, this is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Thank you for joining us on Radio South Tyneside, your caring community radio. Here's a medley to open our programme today called In the Beginning. The opening song is from my album The Christmas Story, and singing with me are pupils from what was then the Central Middle School, Wallsend. The song contains some very powerful and awesome words from the beginning of John's Gospel.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning all things were made, and without Him nothing was made. In Him was life, light of all humankind. In Him was light, wondrous light, a light the dark could never chase away. In the beginning, in the beginning, in the
listen to those words again. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So from this we hear that God was there at the beginning. creating the world by his word. And according to John, mysteriously, the word was God, part of him, not separated from him. The word was God, he says. That's with a capital G, not a God with a small g, as some would have it. For God is one, and we must have no other gods beside him. The ancient prophets Micah and Isaiah both foretold that one day God himself would come into the world he created. Micah said this ruler from Bethlehem would come, whose origins were from of old, from ancient times. Isaiah said of this ruler, he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. Isaiah also prophesied, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel, a word which means God with us.
Unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and government around the world will be upon his shoulders. Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, Counselor, most wonderful, his power will be endless. And he will reign on David's throne and over building and upholding it with righteousness and justice. From that time forevermore, his peace it shall be endless. His government shall never cease, the Lord himself will do this. To us a child is born, to us a son is given, and government around the world will be upon his shoulders. Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, Counselor most wonderful, his power will be endless.
That was another of my songs, Unto Us a Child is Born, from Kaleidoscope of Characters, and that was taken from more of Isaiah's words. This next section of today's reading, from verse 6 onwards, reminds me of the kind of birthday candle which keeps on lighting itself again and again each time it's blown out. It tells us that this Word of God became the one true light that was coming into the world, a light so pure that the darkness would never be able to overcome it. John is telling us that this one true light was Jesus himself. I'm reading from verse 6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet, to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for our sake became born. Here I am to worship.
That hymn was written and sung by Michael Smith and was called The Light of the World. This entire reading that we've heard from John chapter 1:1-14 is one of the hardest passages in the New Testament to get our heads round, particularly verse 14, but in it John sums up all he's trying to say in this one sentence: the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. So we do a double take and ask ourselves, hang on a second, is what's really being said here is that God himself actually came to earth to be one of us. God's Word, who was God, became human. This is a puzzle for many. How can we best understand the magnitude of these words? I want to tell you a story which might help us understand. But first, let's listen to a song written by Stuart Townend. In it, he tells of the light of the world which made history begin and caused planets to spin, and of this light which shone as a man and walked alongside us. It's entitled The Light of the World, sung here by Kathy Burton.
The light of the world made history begin, spoke time into being, caused planets to spin, flung galaxies wide through infinite space to sing of his splendor and fathomless grace. The light of the world now shone as a man, his hands, a servant to those he breathed into life. He felt our injustice and shared in our strife. Come, come, daughters and sons, look to the light of the world. Sing, sing praises to him. Simply believe you will receive mercy and love without measure. Justice for all, defying the proud and defending the poor, then humbled himself to death on a cross to crush the oppressor and rescue the lost. Come, come, daughters and sons, look to the light of the world. Of forgiveness, the hope of new birth. So open your hearts, don't hide in the night. Step out of the darkness and into His light. Come, come, daughters and sons, look to the light of the world. Sing, sing praises to Him. Simply believe you will receive mercy and love without measure. Come, come, daughters and sons, look to the light of the world.
There was once a farmer who lived with his family in the Scottish Highlands. One Christmas, when his wife and son were leaving the house to attend church, he laughed at them as usual for believing such nonsense. How could God possibly become human and come to live in the form of a baby at Bethlehem? Why would He lower Himself to become like us? It's all nonsense. His wife took no notice, and taking her son's hand, off they went for the Christmas service. The air was cold, and later it began to snow very heavily. All of a sudden, there was a very loud thump on the farmer's roof. Then he heard more in his yard. He was alarmed. Then he realized what it was that was causing the awful noise when he looked through the window. A flock of geese that had been flying low over his house had become very confused by the snowstorm. Stranded and unable to fly on, they couldn't see where they were going, and they were slowly freezing in the icy air, so they descended upon his yard. So the farmer sprang into action. He wanted desperately to save them all. He put on his hat and coat and gloves and ran outside to open the barn door. He opened the door and beckoned them in to no avail. Then he tried to get round behind them and shoo them in, but that didn't work either. He even ran into his kitchen to get some bread and leave a trail into the barn. Each time he tried something new, they flapped their wings and fluttered away from him. Frustrated, he yelled out, "Why don't they follow me? Can't they see that this is the only place where they can survive the storm? How can I possibly get them to follow me? How can I possibly save them? The only way would be for me to become a goose. If only I could be one of them, I could save them. Then they would follow me in and I could lead them all to safety." Suddenly, he realized what he'd said. If only I could become like one of them, I could save them. Then at last he understood God's plan for the world. He fell on his knees in the snow and worshipped God. This is what Christians call the incarnation, which means that Jesus Christ was God in a human body. Our world needs His light today more than ever before. That hymn was Thou Whose Almighty Word by John Marriott, sung there by the Hall Grove choristers. Many of you may now be wondering, so how can God be in heaven and on earth at the same time? A good question. But surely nothing is impossible for God. If I take a glass and scoop up water from a large dish, the water surely is the same liquid in both containers. A poet called Lawrence Houseman once wrote a poem which went like this. Light looked down and beheld darkness. Thither will I go, said light. Peace looked down and beheld war. Thither will I go, said peace. Love looked down and beheld hate. Thither will I go, said love. So came light and shone. So came peace and gave rest. So came love and brought life. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. You know, many say that it's religion that causes all the problems of our world. I hear people say that all the time. And it's true that certain aspects of religions can be dark and evil, particularly where prejudice and self-righteousness and judging others are concerned. But Jesus spoke against such things. He himself cannot be faulted. He was perfect and without sin. And what if his light had never shone? Think what kind of world we would have now without all those who've actually shone his light over the years and truly been such a blessing to the world because of their faith. Have you ever stood in complete darkness before? I mean absolute darkness with no light. It's so scary. But when we turn on a light, we see, we hope, we understand, we appreciate everything around us. Fear dissolves in an instant. Today let's pray for our world, a world that many feel is getting smaller and more dangerous, more oppressive and unjust, more unkind and unloving, and where many have turned away from God and closed their hearts to him. But there's a saying, it's better to light one more candle than to forever curse the darkness. Through believing, we ourselves become a light in the world and become hope for it. Let's remind ourselves of verse 12 in our reading today, which said, Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. Let's listen to one more song as we come to a close, again entitled The Light of the World, this one sung by Lauren Daigle. She sings of a world living in hope, longing for peace on earth, praying for a miracle, longing for Emmanuel, for God to be with us even today. Bye for now.
The world waits for a miracle. The heart longs for a little bit of hope. Oh come, Emmanuel. The child prays for peace on earth, and she's calling out from a sea of hurt. Oh come, Emmanuel. Can you hear the angels singing? Glory to the light of the world. Glory, the light of the world is here. The drought breaks with the tears of a mother. A baby's cry is the sound of love. Come down, Emmanuel. The heart longs for a little bit of hope. Oh come, Emmanuel.